Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, Texas is famous for its cattle and feeding them.
Tony, we all know that cattle's king in Texas, and it's just another reason why Texas agriculture matters. We're the number one cattle state in the nation. During the early years of our state, we actually had more cattle on the range than we had people in Texas. By the mid-1980s, the Lone Star State had become the number one cattle feeding state in the nation.
What's the advantage of putting them in a feed yard?
Well, Tony, the main reason you put cattle in the feed yard is you can add weight to them and improve the beef quality. Take this in consideration. If you put a typical yearling that weighs, 500 to 700 pounds, you know, coming off of grass, you can put him in the feed yard, and that same yearling can double its weight in about 150 to 200 days. And that's dollars for the rancher.
Do feed yards produce better beef?
Well, grain-fed beef is a consumer favorite, and it's due to its unique flavor and the added tenderness. Most folks prefer it. I myself always eat Texas-raised beef. Plus, we all know that beef is a good source of protein and nutrients, and it's an important part of just a balanced diet.
Where are most of these feedlots located?
Well, there's a three-state region, Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. That's cattle feeding country. In fact, the cattle-owned feed industry is primarily concentrated in the central region of our country. Tony, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and just another reason why Texas agriculture matters.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.